The Bible says in Psalms 172, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Whom we have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Have he redeemed you? Yes, he has. I said, have he redeemed you? Have he redeemed you? But I'm just going to use me for a minute. I can remember years ago when I was on them drugs down in New Orleans. But I had a praying grandmama and I had a praying mama that would get down on their knees and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on my child. He's the black sheep of the family. Oh, my other children is going off to school. But then the black one named Eugene Stevenson is on drugs down in New Orleans, in the night walls, in the seventh wall, uptown, downtown, all over the town. But I thank God for the prayers, because the Lord was standing by. Because he says in his word, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Ain't God all right? Ain't he good? He say he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. You're looking at a living testimony here, because I've been in the devil's hand, I've been in the devil's life. But the Lord came. I said the Lord came. Yes, he did. On one Friday, I was sitting in my house. Somebody can test this, because see, we ain't all been. I'm not talking to nobody that's been dotted and all, because I'm talking to the one that's been stumbled like me and fell down and you know. But the Lord came in the junkyard. Sit down. I say, sit down. And he told me some unspeakable things. That been 30 years ago. And I remember that yesterday. He said, Eugene, there gonna be some preachers that's gonna be taking your hand, but they ain't gonna like you. He said, Eugene, there gonna be some people that come up to you one way, but I'm gonna make them flee seven ways. That's why I'm praying to the Lord. I got a reason to praise the Lord.
That the message preached today bless you and has led you to a deeper walk in the Lord.
The New Jerusalem worship services are as follows. Sunday school at 9:38.
New Beulah Baptist Church, 908 Carlos Street, Forest, Louisiana. Service time, second and fourth Sunday, 8 a.m. morning worship and 9:30 a.m. Sunday school. God bless you.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina
Good morning,
Alexandria.
Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496, or phone 337-239-3845. Or 337-238-4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
That in hell lift up my heart.
to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast over KAYT 88.1 FM. Call your neighbors, relatives, and friends and let them know to tune their radios in for 30 minutes of singing and praising God. Our Saturday morning program is being sponsored by Shep Cup Incorporated of Leesville, Louisiana. Our church, located at 200 Nona Street in the city of Leesville, is pastored by Ella Maurice Johnson, and Sister Judy Johnson is our First Lady. We invite you to join us tomorrow at 9:50 a.m. for Sunday school, and then at 11:15 a.m. for our Sunday services. We also invite you to join us on Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. for Bible study, on Friday nights at 7:30 during our evangelistic services. Our ministers, missionaries, and deacons expound on God's word. Come on out and see what God has in store for you. For information or transportation, please call us at 239-3845, or you may write to us at Post Office Box 259 in the city of Leesville, 71496. Once again, our telephone number is 239-3845, and our mailing address is Post Office Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496. God bless you, our listening audience, and we invite you to tune in each Saturday at 9:30 a.m. for the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ broadcast.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My Lord, we must praise him. We got to praise him. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you today. We give you the glory. Hey, hey, hey. We give you the glory today. We lift our hands to you today. We clap our hands today. We shout today. For you have been so good. Continue to bless us, Lord. Strengthen us along life's journey. Open doors for us, Lord, that's been closed in our face. Send your anointing, Lord, to save somebody. Fill somebody with your Holy Spirit. Heal somebody's body in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, word my mouth and give me what to say, how to say it, that somebody might be blessed. And we'll praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Will you remain standing and grab your Bibles right quick and turn to 2 Chronicles, the 33rd chapter, near the front of your book, 2 Chronicles, the 33rd chapter. Amen. We will read verses 1 through 4, and we'll skip down to verses 11 through 13. Manasseh was 12 years old, and he began to reign. He reigned 55 years in Jerusalem, but did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, like unto the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. For he built again the high places which Hezekiah his father had broken down, and he reared up altars for Balaam, and made groves, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served them. Also he built altars in the house of the Lord, whereof the Lord had said, In Jerusalem shall my name be there forever. The 11th verse. Wherefore the Lord brought upon them the captains of the hosts of the king of Assyria, which took Manasseh among the thorns, and bound him with fetters, and carried him to Babylon. And when he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God, and humbled himself greatly before the Lord God of his fathers, and prayed unto him, and he was entreated of him, and heard his supplication, and brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God. You may be seated. Amen. Thank God for the reading of his word. Amen. When I look at the situation in the world today, all of the things that's going on, amen. And this is a religious nation. Amen. This is a nation that was founded under godly principles. And we should be praising God. Yes, we have a lot of people going to church today. We have a lot of attendance, amen. And we're building, amen, mega churches. Praise God. But are the people really serving God? Amen. And just for a few moments, I want you to take a look at yourself and see where you are in God. So we chose for a thought this morning, why do wrong when you know to do right? Why do wrong when you know to do right? Amen. Would you just ask your neighbor that? Just look them in the eye. Come on and ask them, why do wrong when you know to do right? The preceding books of the Bible ended with the Hebrew nation in captivity. These two books retell the same story and end at the same point. Amen. First and Second Chronicles, Ezra and Nehemiah. These were the originally one series of work. Amen. Jewish tradition had it that Ezra was the author. It seemed that the author had access to journals and diaries and public records that are not now known. He also had access to previous Old Testament books. Guided of God, he transcribed that which suited the purpose of his own writing. In this part, we have a double narrative. We find that repetition means importance, so we are cautioned not to neglect this part of the Bible. In our study in the mornings, amen, we're walking through the Bible, and we're now in Leviticus. And Leviticus, amen, gives up all of the different offerings. And then it comes back and talk about the offerings, but then it adds the law to the offering. So there is a lot of repetition in the Bible. But the Bible repeats itself because it wants you to get it. Sometimes God knows, amen, that you got to hear things more than once in order to receive it. See, because sometimes you hear it with your ear, but you don't hear it with the heart. And sometimes it takes a time, amen, a period of time. We have had folks, amen, when we get having an evangelist come in and run a meeting, and he'll say certain things, and they say, oh, my heart was blessed. Amen. Did you hear what he said? And they will repeat what he said, but that's something that the pastor has said, or some of the other ministers in the church have said, amen, 100 times. But you missed it. Amen. It took God sending somebody else here. Amen. And because you focus on what he was saying, you got it. Because many times, amen, we don't focus. We go to sleep when it comes message time. Amen. Praise the Lord. I remember years ago we had a preacher. Amen. That when after all of the shouting and singing, he would cock back in his chair and go to sleep. And sleep right through the message. Unless somebody woke him up or the spirit got high. Amen. He would jump up and holler, glory. Manasseh was king from 1697 to 442 B.C. He was the son of Hezekiah. Amen. That great man of God. And Hezekiah, like most people, he faltered also. And God sent Isaiah to tell Hezekiah, amen, your time is up. It's all over, brother. I'm calling you home. But Hezekiah realized the condition that he was in, and he didn't want to leave in that condition. And so he turned his face to the wall. Y'all gonna help me preach today? He turned his face to the wall, amen, and he talked to his God. Praise the Lord. And God will hear a sincere heart. I want to say that again. God will hear you if you are sincere in what you are saying. Amen. There is nothing to receive, amen, out of a multiplicity of words if you don't mean what you are saying. And so God blessed Hezekiah. And after he repented, God gave him 15 more years of life. God has given us the ability to determine the difference between what is right and what is wrong. Most of us have been around the church long enough to know the difference between what is right and what is wrong. I see and hear of things going on in the churches today, amen, that I've never heard of before. Amen. Amen. People having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Amen. As I said, many of our churches are filling up. And that's a good thing. Don't misunderstand me. People need to hear the word of God. But once you hear the word of God, you need to walk in the light. Amen. You need to listen and hear what thus said the word of God. And as I said earlier, amen, it's not just with your ear. You must hear with the heart. Because, amen, it has to reach your heart in order to cause you to change. Are we looking for anything here? See, when you come to church, you're supposed to be looking for something. Amen. And so when you start hearing with your heart, amen, we will see a change in your lifestyle. And that's why the old saints used to testify, amen, things I used to do, I don't do no more. Places I used to go, I don't go there no more. There's been a great change in my life. Somebody tell the Lord thank you. Amen. There are people, amen, that would rather do wrong and think God will look over it than to do right and be blessed of God. The Bible tells us, amen, to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and to lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways acknowledge him, and he, God, will direct our path. Amen. When we lean to our understanding, you're going to make some mistakes. Yeah, yeah. If you lean to your understanding, you will make mistakes. Amen. Sometimes you need to stand still and see the salvation of God. What are you saying, Elder Johnson? I'm saying that if there's some things that you don't understand, amen, sometimes you just need to leave it alone and wait until God reveal it to you. Then you can make a move. Am I helping anybody here? The world is acting like Christians, and Christians are acting like the world. Amen. I like to watch children sometimes, amen. When the rock and roll, we don't call it rock and roll anymore. Amen. When the rappers come on, they rap with them. And when the church music come on, amen, they sing with them. Amen. Whatever's going on, they're part of it. Well, you got folks in the church that way. Amen. When they come to church, amen, they're holier than thou. They can run. They can jump. They can shout. Amen. Praise the Lord. But when they get outside of the church, amen, they can do all of them dances. And I have to admit, I'm not up to date with them no more. Amen. But I know they do some horrible things. Amen. Some of these dances, I don't understand it. Amen. And our young folks, amen, got them down pat. And we saints, amen, won't say nothing about it. Amen. They're doing it in your house all day long. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we say they are young. But the Bible tells me that you have to train up a child in the way that he or she should go. And if that child is in your house, amen, praise the Lord, then you need to train them how to do the holy dance. I better leave that alone. I know I'm going to get in trouble today. Amen. Don't you know that the brother or sister that know to do right and don't do it is a sin? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You must know that God monitors your actions. You're going to reap what you sow. Amen. And you just can't sow bitter weeds and expect to reap corn. Amen. Moses did wrong when he smote the rock. David did wrong when he had a relationship with Bathsheba. Amen. Knowing that she was a married woman. Saul did wrong. Amen. When he persecuted the church. Ananias and Sapphira did wrong when they withheld money from the church and lied about it. Haman did wrong when he tried to get rid of all the Jews. Amen. And Judas Iscariot did wrong when he sold Jesus Christ for 30 pieces of silver. John 8:32, amen, says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Also, amen, you shall know, amen, a person by the fruit that they bear. Amen. Even in the church, you're going to know them by what kind of fruit they bear. Amen. If folks in the church go around lying on folks, you're going to know them by that fruit. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If they go around, amen, stabbing folks in the back, amen, you're going to know them by their fruit. If there are folks, amen, that go out, amen, and witness to folks and bring them to church on Sunday morning, you will know them by their fruit. Amen. And I don't want to, amen, sound like everybody in the church is going to hell. Because I want you to know, amen, there are some saved folks. I want you to know that there are some folks, amen,